All right. 13 in verse number 7. 13 in verse number 7. Manemonute. That's a hard word. Manemonute. All right. And then tone. Hegumenon. Hemon. Oitanes. Elaleson. Hemen. Tone. Logon. Tu. Theu. On. Anathoruntes. Tase. Ekbasin. Tase. Anastrophes. Mem. Este. Tain. Piston. All right. Let's go back and look at this. Second person plural present, imperative active, or present indicative active. Actually, it's in imperative mode. It can be imperative or indicative, but the syntax tells you which way it is. And it says, ye remember. All right? Ye remember. I got that out there. All right. Ye remember the ones leading ye who they spoke to ye the word. All right. They spoke third person plural, first aorist indicative active. This is when they were saved. Okay. And these are the teachers and the pastors and so on and so forth. Okay. They spoke. Look at that word. Eleleson. All right. Laleo. What does that mean? That's more than Lego, isn't it? All right? That means they spoke with human speech. An angel didn't preach to them. A spirit didn't preach to them. But a human being, by the leadership of the Holy Spirit, spoke to them. To ye the word of the God. The word of the God. All right? The word of God. Now this logos here is kind of a double thing, isn't it? Kind of a double thing. Logos. Who is the logos of the Bible? Who is the logos? Kai hologo sarx agenito. And the word, bless you, became. All right? There's the word of God and the word of God. All right? Jesus is the word. He is the unspeakable name of God, of Jehovah. Okay? He is the word of God. And he also gave to us the word of God. All right? And the word of God is what the preaching of the word of God is how people get saved, isn't it? The word of God being, all right, of whom? Looking up, all right, anathereu, looking up, investigating, observe accurately is what it means. And then as a result, a way out, a means of clearance or endurance. That word right there, ekbasin, it's a very rare word. It's used one time, basically, in the New Testament, in but two places in the book of Hebrews, all right? Here in 11:15. All right? As a result of the conduct, ye imitate their faith. All right? The faith of their faith. Imitate, that means to mimic, that means to, that's an impersonator or an actor. I remember Brother Madden, he used to say some funny things at times. His father-in-law came out here from Arkansas to California, and he wanted to go see John Wayne's house. He said, "Why do you want to see that man for? He's just a liar. He's just an imitator. That's all he does is get up there and lie to the people in before the camera and make you think he's somebody else." Well, an actor. That's what he was. It was an actor, okay? An actor. That's what the word there means, ekbasin, as a result. It means a clearance. And then it says to imitate, to mimic.
Is that
as
mimic?
Yeah, mimic. Memeste, all right? The other one is a result or way out. Now, Rebecca, 13 in verse number 7 in that Amplified Bible.
Remember your leaders and superiors in authority, for it was they who brought you the word of God. Observe attentively and consider their manner of living, the outcome of their well-spent life, and imitate their faith, that is, their conviction that God exists, the Creator and ruler of all things, the provider and bestower of eternal salvation through Christ, and their leaning of the entire human personality on God in absolute trust and confidence in His power, wisdom, and goodness.
All right, that's a long explanation of this verse because there's a whole lot in this verse. It says, imitate them as they have imitated Christ. Christians are what? Christ-like. All right. Who was Christ? God in flesh. All right. Simple as that. We're imitating. When we become related to the Lord, then we imitate the Lord, don't we? We act like little children of God. As simple as that. Like children of God. 13 and verse 8. Jesus Christus. Ektes. Boy, this verse is a lot easier, isn't it? All right. Kai. Semion. Semiron. That is. Ho. Autos. Kai. Ace. Tus. Aionos. All right. John 1:1. John 1:14. John 1:18. Hebrews 1:12. Hebrews 1:1. All related to this. Bill. Hebrews 1:1. John 1:1 and 1:14 and 1:18. David. John 1:1, 1:14 and 1:18 in your Bible. Okay?
And
Hebrews 1:1 and Hebrews 1:12. Okay. All right? Let's look at this now.
God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets. 1:14, you said.
Uh-huh. 1:12.
Like a cloak, you will fold them up and they will be changed. You are the same, and your years will not fail.
All right. All right. God is the same. God is always... He is always... God is always the same. He is God. He is eternally God. In space and time, God became flesh so He could be related to us. John 1:1, Brother David. 1:14 and 1:18.
John 1:1?
Yes.
In the beginning... In the beginnings was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Okay. It actually says in beginning singular there, doesn't it?
Well, really,
Locatives.
In beginning was,
yep.
In the beginning was
kept
the Word.
Kept on being, the Word, the Jehovah.
Is that
N-R-K Hologos. In beginning.
Hologos, Kai Hologos.
Yeah, uh-huh. All right. In beginning kept on being the Word, and the Word kept on being an inseparable part of the Godhead because He kept on being God. Jesus never ceased from being God. John 1:14 now. John 1:14.
And Kai Ho Logos starts the genitive.
Yeah.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory. Glory as of only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth.
Mm-hmm. All right, now 1:18.
No man hath seen God at any time, the only begotten God, who is in the bosom of the Father. He has explained Him.
He has led Himself out.
Led him
God led Himself out of eternity and into space and time.
Echinago.
All right. Huh?
Echinago.
Echo.
Echinago.
That's where it comes from. Echinago. All right, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christos. Eat, Jesus means what? What does Jesus mean? Jehovah saves. What does Christos? Messiah is the term that Christos comes from, Messiah. All right, or HaMashiach. All right, the Messiah is what it's talking about. Jesus, Jehovah saves, the Messiah. Yesterday, ektes. That comes from ektes. All right, ektes. This is ektes, but it comes from ektes, page 436, if you want to write that down. Now, ektes comes from on page 179 in Analytical Greek Lexicon. The root of it is ektes, which is 436. That's an adverb, and it means yesterday, a rare word, okay? Four times in the New Testament. And today, that's another adverb, semeron. Today is semeron, all right? And then we have the word nominative singular masculine, definite article there, describing this nominative singular masculine reflexive pronominal adjective. That's autos. I know that's a lot of words right there, but that's what it is. All right? And it means the same person. The same person. This goes right back to John 1 and 1. All right? In beginning kept on being the Word. And the Word kept on being an inseparable part of the Godhead. The Jehovah and God are the same and one and the same. Okay? That's the word right here. Same. Okay? And He kept on being God. Or because He kept on being God. All right. And unto the ages. How long is it going to last? Kai eis tous aeonos. All right. Well, 13 and verse 8, Rebecca. 13 and verse 8.
Jesus Christ the Messiah is always the same yesterday, today, yet, and forever to the ages.
All right. That's who it's talking about. I wrote down at the bottom of this a little note. The peril of apostasy from Christ is hideous and eternal damnation. Christ is the only hope of mankind ever. No one has ever been saved by their own works. The only hope for mankind is Jesus Christ. That's it. 13 and verse 9. There's three knots in here again. We're going to run into a lot of knots. Okay. Dekais. All right. Pokilais. Kai. Zenes. May. That's a knot, by the way. Particle of negation, page 268. All right. And then para tereste. Kalon. Gar. Kariti. Beba uste. Tain. Cardion. Uv. Bremosin. In. Hois. Uk. Opelestesan. Hoi. Parapatuntes. All right, let's look at this one now. This is a pretty important verse. Teachings, that word teachings there, didakes, teachings. We get the word doctrine from that. Even the word dogma to some extent comes from this, the Latin word. Teachings, and then it says many colored. Teachings many colored and strange. The word stranger comes from this. This is strange. They are many colored and strange teachings. Not ye be carried away with. Don't be captured by them. Don't be led astray by them. For good in grace to be confirmed, made strong, the heart. Not, another not, except this is an adverb of negation. Not by foods, eating. Jewish rites, Jewish festivals is what it's talking about. The Jewish festivals and all the parties that they have and the different dinners and everything. These people were being led back into Sunday morning. Brother Bill, did you like that class Sunday morning on Hebrews 10:25? This is what it's talking about right here. They went back in Judaism. Back into Judaism. All right? In the early days of Christianity, the devil filled the air with new and strange teachings. They fascinated and captured and led astray many. Galatians 1, 6 and 9, 2 Timothy 3, 16. Windy theories and windy theology. All right? And they were not profited, the ones walking around. All right. Now let's go back to the Amplified Bible again, 3 and verse 9. And let's explain this verse out just a little bit and look at the different things. All right. Let's look at this thing. Look at all these words. Remember, I said teachings and then various, many-colored teachings. All right? Strange teachings. That we get the word stranger from that. But these are stranger teachings, okay? And then not be carried away. That means captured. That word, pare, feireste. This means to be carried beyond, to carried away from the truth. All right? Good. What's the Hebrew equivalent to this good? This is kalos. The Hebrew is tov. Tov. All right? Tob. For little particle of a casual particle there, page 75, gar, and then in grace, karite, karis, to be confirmed, to be made strong, babasan. This means to be built like a foundation. Be ye confirmed in the heart, all right? In the innermost of your feelings and understanding, the heart. In your heart. Have you accepted Christ in your heart? That's the very seat of your affections, okay? Not, here's another one now. Not by foods, all right? Jewish rites and feasts. In witches, not, another not. Not. They were profited. Ophileo, all right? That means to gain something. All of these feasts and stuff didn't teach them anything. All those Jews that lived in these rituals, it led them astray. It didn't profit them one bit. When they left this world lost. They were religious for lost. And the ones walking around, peri patuntes, nomine plural masculine, present participle active, peri and patio. Peri means around and patio means walk. All right. 13 and verse... No, let's go back to this. We're not finished with this thing yet. We got to look at some more of this. Galatians 1, 6 through 9. Who's got Galatians 1, 6 through 9? Bill, you're doing pretty good with that Bible. You're just slipping around through there pretty good. Galatians 1, 6 through 9. And 2 Timothy 3:16. Dakota? You got 2 Timothy 3:16? No? All right.
6 through 9.
Yeah, Galatians 1, 6.
I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ.
Okay, now the book of Galatians is probably the next book I'm going to do for you if that's what you want. All right, here we go. We went from Hebrews now on this subject. Now we jump right over to Galatians. Now he's telling them, go back to the law. Okay? Don't go back to the law. Reminder. Now, go ahead and read that again, Bill.
I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel, which is not another, but there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed.
All right. Let those people that teach anything else be accursed. 2 Timothy 3:16. Are you over there, David?
All Scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof.
Profitable. Look at that word, profitable. Now, the Judaism is not profitable. But Scripture is profitable. Now, where did the Jews get their ideas? Where did they get the all the ordinances and everything back there? They got it from the Bible. They got it from revelation from God. Except they started worshiping that instead of God. They started worshiping the priestly goings on, the priestly habits, the feast, like these Jews today. It's becoming very, very common for the Jews to ask us. I mean, on television, everything on the religious channels, they said, help send the Jew home. It costs you $1,500 to send a Jew someplace in the world to go back to Israel. This is God. What God wants us to do. What God wants them to do is accept the Messiah. They want to stay in Judaism. They got Jewish Messianic synagogues all over the United States. And I think there's 160 of them in Israel. What we call Messianic synagogues. We live in the church age. Them Jews, if they want to come to God, they're going to have to come through the churches of the Lord Jesus Christ. They're going to have to go to the Lord. Okay? They can be saved over there, but if they don't want to ever serve the Lord legally, scripturally, they're going to have to come to one of God's churches. Simple as that. They can't stay into that. I mean, they might reach more Jews and everything like that, but to just go on back into Judaism, that's what was going on here. There is no sacrifices there. The Messiah has already come. The Messiah has already come. Read that one more time now, and let's look and see what it says. 2 Timothy 3:16.
All Scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, and that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work.
All right. Thoroughly equipped under every good work. All right. What they need to do is come to the Lord, accept Him, and forget the Judaism. Judaism was supposed to lead them to Christ. Now that they have Christ, don't go back in the back. Does it make sense? Why would you go back into something that was that was leading you away from God? That's like somebody saying, I'm a saved Catholic, but I want to stay in a Catholic church. Does that make sense? It's about crazy, isn't it? If they were 20 years old or 30 years old or 40 years old or 50 years old and they all of a sudden they got saved out of Catholicism, why would they want to go back into Catholicism other than to witness to people? And we live in the church age, don't we? Where do we serve the Lord? In one of God's New Testament churches. People need to learn to bow down to God's place of authority and administration in the kingdom today. We may not be totally happy with our churches all the time, but that's God's churches. These are God's churches. This is it. This is God's place that we serve Him in it. It is. All right, 13 and verse 10 now. 13 and verse 10. Whoever the writer of the book of Hebrews makes a demand here. Ekomen.
Ekomen.
Theisiasterion.
Theisiasterion.
Ek. Who? Phagein. Uk. Ekusen. Exousion. Hoi. Te. Skine. Latruntes. All right. We continually have the sacrificial altar. Out of which, or out of whom, to eat. Not they have authority, the ones in the tabernacle, serving and administrating. All right. Let's go back and look and see what this says in the Amplified Bible. Let's see how right that one is. 13 and verse 10. 13 and verse 10.
We have an altar from which those who serve and worship in the tabernacle have no right to eat.
All right. Say that one more get time.
We have an altar from which those who serve and worship in the tabernacle have no right to eat.
All right. We have a sacrificial altar. All right? Now, what happened back then? There was a sacrificial altar, but only a certain amount of those sacrifices could the priest eat. Okay? The common man didn't have it. They didn't have it at all. The common man outside of the priest's family, they couldn't have any of that. All right? You brought it in. Now, when they brought an animal and sacrificed it, when they were out in the wilderness, they couldn't even kill an animal in their homes, in their tabernacles, in their own tabernacles. They had to bring it to the tabernacle, and they had to kill it. They had to kill it kosherly, and they had to take its blood. All of its blood was holy, and they had to spread the blood out. Then they took and they cut out the fat of all of the fat in all of the offerings was God's. Okay? It was God's fat. They couldn't have any fat. And then they gave all the rest of the animal to the person that brought it there. If he wasn't going to sacrifice it, this is just an animal you're going to eat in your home, Brother Bill. That's all. But you had to bring it there and have it sacrificed, and they had to take the fat from it, and they took the blood, and they respected the animal. They buried the blood of that animal in respect. Because its whole life had been for them. All right? It had given its life so they could sustain their lives. Does that tell you something about the Lord? That's right. American Indians did the same thing. American Indians, when they kill the animal, they thanked God for that animal that had given its life for them. That's what they did. They poured its blood out. Okay? They buried its heart. That was God. That went back to the earth. Okay?
That was kind of a form of saying prayer over their dinner.
That's right. That was that, and they did, and they said a prayer over their dinner too. Not only that, but they did that. Okay? What they had was what revelation that God had given them, and they were sticking close to it. They would have accepted the Bible very easily, which they did, except they didn't believe the messengers, because the messengers didn't live what they preached. Simple as that. We like the message, but we don't like the messengers. Simple as that. They were hypocrites. They were some kind of animals walking around on two legs because they didn't believe in God, because they didn't keep their word. Simple as that. We have a sacrificial altar of which they eat. Not they have authority, the ones in the tabernacle serving and ministering. All right? The ones in the tabernacle, they could eat of certain things of the offerings, but not everything. Okay? The average person out in the congregation couldn't have it. But now let's look and see what it says here. We don't have a few minutes longer. 13 and verse 11. Couldn't read my own writing. 13 and verse 11a. Un gar. Ace federete. Soun. To. Haima. Peri. Himartios. Ace. Ta. Hagia. Dia. Tu. Icarius. Tuton. Ta. Somata. Kata kete. Exo. Tais. Parembales. All right. Let's look at this one now. For of whom it is brought or carried into animals. Look at that word animals there. That's living things. Living things are carried in there. Living beings. In the Old Testament, in the book of Genesis, it says God made this earth teem with living souls. Nephesh, living souls. They brought souls, individuals of life, into the tabernacle, and these individuals of life were dying for other individuals of life. An animal died for you. Okay? An animal came in and died for so you could have forgiveness and right standing with God. And it says, the blood concerning sins unto the holy of the holy by the agency of the high priest of these the bodies, it is burned outside the encampment. All right. Now let's go back and look at the Amplified Bible and see what it says about this.
For when the blood of animals is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest as a sacrifice for sin, the victim's bodies are burned outside the limits of the camp.
All right. Now what it's talking about here is the whole burnt offerings, isn't it? The whole burnt offering. Now let's see how this typifies Christ. Okay? The whole burnt offering. Read that one more time.
For when the blood of animals is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest as a sacrifice for sin, the victim's bodies are burned outside the limits of the camp.
The victim's bodies. The victim's bodies. Who are the victims? Those little living things that were brought in that are no longer living. Their life's blood was poured out. Because a guilty person, animals are innocent. Do you know that? They're innocent. They don't have sin like we do. They're innocent. Something innocent died for something guilty. Their life, their spirit was poured out. And they gave their life. Did Jesus Christ give His life for us? Did He? He was innocent, wasn't He? He did no sin. Just like those animals, they weren't sinning, but they were innocent, so they took him in there. They slit their throats. They offered part of that sacrifice, which was the fat and the blood in the tabernacle, and they took the body, and they took the whole body outside the camp, and they burned it all up. They burned it. And they didn't leave any of it. None of it went to the garbage pit, by the way. Look exactly what it's talking about here. Jesus Christ was innocent. Pilate declared him innocent 5 times before Israel. He said he is innocent. Innocent, innocent. There is nothing in him guilty of death. And they kept demanding the death penalty for him. He took him and he had him whipped. When he whipped, what happened to him? His blood was shed. So much of his blood was shed that he just about bled to death. Just think about that. In the camp, in Jerusalem that took place. And then they took his body outside of Jerusalem and put him on the cross, finished his life up on the cross, and there he said, "It is finished," and he died. He gave up his spirit. Even then they didn't kill him. He gave up his spirit. Any other man would have died right there when his blood was let out of his body like that. He was a superman because he lived to go to the cross and even carried the cross part of the way. Then they took him outside the camp, and what was supposed to happen to the criminals' bodies that were crucified on crosses? What happened to them when they got finished and they died? What did they do with them? They threw them in the garbage pit. You go back to the law of Moses, and it'll say these animals that died, they took, and the whole burnt offerings now, they took them, they slit their throats, they caught their blood, they burned the fat, they took the rest of the carcass outside, the bodies, somata, the bodies of them, they took them outside the camp, and they burned them all up. And they had to burn them and place them in a clean place. Jesus, when he died on the cross of Calvary, they did not throw his body in a garbage heap. They put his body in a tomb, the tomb of the rich man. And they buried him like royalty because he was a king, wasn't he? All right. But the only thing about him is he didn't stay there. Did he? Did his body see corruption? Did his body see decay? No. It did not. Outside the encampment. Do you see how much this typifies the Christ of the Bible? The Christ of the Bible. All right.
How do you pronounce animals?
Animals? Zoon. 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 We get our word zoo from that. Look at the word zoo.
Oh, zoo.
Zoo.
Okay.
Zoon. We got our word right out of this.
Yeah.
Zoo. Okay, a zoology?
We just drop off the...
I can't even write this thing in English. It's not going. Zoology. All right.
Okay.
All right. The study of life and animals. This is living beings is what it's talking about. For whom living beings is brought in, carried into living beings. All right. Their blood was sacrificed. Their lives were poured out. Okay? Jesus' life was poured out for us. All right? He was carried outside the camp. He was put upon the cross of Calvary. He was crucified. He gave up his spirit there. And they didn't take his body and throw it in the garbage pit. All right? They didn't take his body and throw it in the garbage pit. And his body did not see decay. They made for sure. You cannot throw this. They couldn't take the ashes and throw them in a garbage pit. No way. They were holy. You had to put them in a clean place, not in a refuse. Not in a garbage pit. Any normal else you'd take out, if you'd have burned something else, you'd have taken the ashes and throw them. You know, you used to have old burning barrels at home, didn't you? We had burning barrels, and we burn things in a burning barrel, and then you take all the ashes and everything, you go dump that in the dump. Okay? That's what they did so many times back in these days, that they burned stuff up or whatever, they took it and then they threw it in the dump. But you could not throw these sacrificial animals in the dump. You couldn't do that. No way. This was holy. What?
It had to be buried.
It had to be buried, and it had to be buried in a clean place, a sacred place. Graves are sacred places. Do you know that? In all reality, a grave is what? What is a grave? To children of God. It is a, what we call a hope chest. That's a thought. That is.
Yeah.
A casket is a hope chest. All you do is you put that in there until the Lord raises that body. Because I don't care whether it's a saved person or a lost person, that body's coming out of the grave one of these days.
Yep.
Right here, the body's come out of the grave for the resurrection of the saved. Right over here, they come out of the grave for the resurrection of the dead.
A physical body, it'll be a spiritual body, right?
It's going to be the saved people will have spiritual bodies. The lost people will have a body likened to the bodies we had on earth that feels pain and corruption. It won't decay. It'll stay and suffer with the pain. That's a terrible thing, isn't it? Remember what I said a few minutes ago?
Yeah.
Remember what I said over here when we were studying this one verse?
Yeah.
I said the peril of apostasy from Christ, standing away from Christ, is hideous and eternal damnation. That's the peril of it. All right. Let's have a prayer. I'm going to turn you loose on the world. Go out there and do something eternal. He's learned how to preach already, isn't he? Just like that. Just like
home when she gets tired of it.
Just like the old Indian, huh? Rebecca, would you lead us in prayer? Dismiss us in prayer, please.
Thank you, Lord, for this.